The 10-Year Nap by Meg Wolitzer, narrated by Alyssa Bresnahan.
Chapter 1. All around the country, the women were waking up. Their alarm clocks bleated one by one, making soothing sounds or grating sounds or the stirrings of a favorite song. There were hums and beeps and a random burst of radio. There were wind chimes and roaring surf, and the electronic approximation of bird song and other gentle animal noises. All of it accompanied the passage of time, sliding forward in liquid crystal. Almost everything in these women's homes required a plug. Voltage stuttered through the curls of wire, and if you put your ear to one of the complicated clocks in any of the bedrooms, you could hear the burble of industry deep inside its cavity. Something was quietly happening.
Beep, beep, beep.
By a bed on this Monday morning in fall, the first alarm went off in a house with cedar shingles in a small, buffed suburb. A woman sat up, the prospects of the entire day rising before her.
Boop, boop, boop.
Three towns over, there went another alarm, a full octave lower, and a woman broke the skin of consciousness in her colonial, blinking.
A look at the traffic. Randy, what's happening out there?
Throughout the region, in others not unlike it, in houses broader and more spread apart, or else smaller and tightly bunched, the women awakened. Farther away, across unswimmable waters and over a nexus of highway and bridge, in the residential towers of the city, a whole other crop of alarms peeped and chirped and wailed and beckoned. They sounded in both suburb and city. On individual